Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy. Good morning. It is June 17th, 2022. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the book 100 Love Spells. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "We are not what other people say we are. We are who we know ourselves to be, and we are what we love." That's okay. I think it's by anonymous because there's no author name here. So what are we drinking today? We are drinking Queenly Conjure Moon Cycle Tea. This has chamomile, motherwort, and slippery elm bark. So if you're thinking, Tanya, what the hell is slippery elm bark? Yeah, well, we're about to talk about it. So let's dig in. This comes to us from Atkins Arboretum.com. So, slippery elm, also known as slippery elm, red elm, gray elm, soft elm. All right, so it turns out I recorded the whole episode, but none of it recorded. So we are back. We are repeating. If you feel like deja vu, you are a psychic. Here we go. So back to slippery elm. Slippery refers to the moist inner bark. The genus Ulmus is Proto-European for mountain elm, and specific rubra refers to the red color of the bark. So this is a spring, summer, and fall plant, and we mostly use the branches, bark, and wood. Native Americans quench thirst by chewing the sweet, fibrous inner bark peeled from twigs and branches. As a potent yet gentle medicine, the inner bark of the Ulmus rubra was used widely to poultice the eyes, sores, burns, and wounds. Chewed or taken as a decoction, the bark soothed stomach and bowels, served as a mild laxative, supported women during pregnancy, treated heartburn, dysentery, bowel complaints, sore throats, coughs. I need it because I breathed in that plant. I've been coughing up a lung. It also was used to treat quinsies, which is like an abscess, and then colds and consumption. So yeah, more modernly, it's being used to treat upset or inflamed stomachs, colic, dysentery, and ulcers. So super cool. Yeah, slippery elm bark. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from dailystar.co.uk, written by James Moore. Inside the haunted royal houses, including murdered princes and specter of Elizabeth I. As the nation celebrates Her Majesty's Platinum Jubilee, I thought we already had a jubilee earlier this year. Can someone tell me about, I don't understand the royal family. I don't get it. I was never into it. So like, I don't understand. I thought we already did this, but whatever. James Moore reveals that many of the properties used by the royal family may be home to a paranormal presence. So they list like 10 of their homes. We're going to talk about the first two, Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle. And then I'll have a link to this in witchpod.com if you want to read the rest. So they are the royal residences where Her Majesty the Queen and the rest of the royal family have been able to retreat from the public gaze during her long 70-year reign. But given the number of restless souls roaming these palaces, castle, and stately homes, it's a wonder they ever get peace. Here are just a few of the ghosts said to lurk among the battlements and ballrooms. So we're starting out with Buckingham Palace. Becoming the British monarch's London residence from 1837, Buckingham Palace was built on lands that were once in the hands of a monastery. A ghostly monk said to have died in a punishment cell. wearing a brown cowl and chains has been seen on the palace's back terrace. Another spooky story involves Major John Gwen, King Edward the VII's private secretary, who shot himself during a divorce scandal. Palace staff have reported hearing the sound of a ghostly single gunshot coming from inside one of the first room offices, which I'm sure security loves that. Windsor Castle. It is said to be the Queen's favorite home, but Windsor Castle also appears to house a host of royal specters. The Majesty herself is said to have seen the ghost of Elizabeth I when a child in the library. Henry VIII's ghost is heard thudding around the deanery cloisters with his gammy leg, while George III, who suffered bouts of madness, has been seen staring from the window of a room where he was confined. Apparitions of Queen Victoria and the executed Charles I have been cited too. In fact, 25 different ghosts have been reported at the Berkshire pile and also include a young Grenadier guard as well as a boy who shouts, quote, "I don't want to go riding today." So here's one of the questions I have about the royal family. So I know it's probably tradition. But they all name each other like the same names, right? We have Elizabeth the First, but then there's also the current Queen Elizabeth. And then we have like Charles, who was executed, and then isn't the Queen's son named Charles? And then we have George the Third, who suffered bouts of madness, and the current prince's name is George. Like, I'm aware it's probably just tradition, but there's so many names out there. So many names. Why do we name our babies after people in our family who had madness and was executed? It just feels like a bad precedent. But who am I? I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I'm sure someone who knows like a ton of information about the royal family like knows the answer to this, but that is not me, and that is not today. So I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Friday, June 17th. The waning gibbous moon goes its own way in Aquarius today. Here, the moon trines the sun and Mercury. We are ready to speak our minds today. We're thinking clearly and confidently and are ready to get out there and mix it up. It may feel like a springboard moment if you've been feeling mired in molasses lately, but it is very much not. The ruler of the moon, Saturn, asks us to approach systematically, slowly, and with discipline. Today is a great day to both make an amazing plan and execute with precision. So don't get ahead of yourself. Sit with your goals and then proceed towards them in a measured pace. Slow and steady will definitely win the race today. Your daily moon mantra is, great haste makes great waste. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Power of love is alive. Diverse in practice and style, 100 Love Spells is a compendium of love magic brought to you from various witches and authors of Witch Way magazine. Packed with practical magic for the novice and expert alike, this book offers a bit of insight for all the world's love witches. With these easy-to-master spellcasting tips and tricks, you'll learn how to attract love with spells for confidence, glamour, and passion, awaken lust and celebrate your sensuality, understand the ethics of love magic and free will, and much more. Whether you're looking for new love, strengthening an existing one, or healing yourself in the process, 100 Love Spells is for those looking to enhance their lives with the potent and powerful magic of love. Available for order online at your local bookshop or wherever books are sold.
So we have a post from one of our listeners, Lilith. Lilith wrote, "Happy Friday, my glorious witchy people. I was talking in another group and had a witchy epiphany. I send gratitude to my past self for things like not giving up or sometimes giving up and walking away. Whatever it is I did that led me to the good moment. That's what I send gratitude for. What if, instead of intuition for the future, all I'm doing is receiving information from my future self? What if those moments of insight are just memories of what led to the great things sent back to me? What if, as I get older, my intuition isn't getting stronger? I'm just getting closer to that time point pivot where I go from passively unknowing passing information back to actively doing it. I need tea and a nap now. May your witchy weekend be wonderful. So this is really interesting. First off, before we even get into like the back to the future stuff, I really love the idea of sending gratitude to your past self for the choices you made, what brought you to this point, for survival, right? Because if you look at it, you have survived everything life has thrown at you to this point. And like, wow, shouldn't that be celebrated? You know? So I try to do that. And I do think being able to do that is a sign of healing, is a sign of true moving on. So like even friendships I've had that I was like, well, this was a tumultuous friendship. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, even those friendships that I've ended and walked away from, I now look back to with fondness. And I think of all the good memories and the fun things we did and all the nice times we had and the things I learned from that person. Like, I don't have those ill feelings anymore. And it's because I was able to heal from it and move on, and it doesn't affect my life anymore. So I think when you're able to do that, it shows really positive healing. So I absolutely love that. Now, let's get into this movie future-y, how does the future work stuff, because this is really fascinating and it makes me question some other things. So you said, what if me making the choices I did when I was younger was really me receiving information from my future self? So again, like, what if me making the choice to quit the job, I didn't quit the job because I knew it was the right move for me at the moment, but what if I quit the job because future me is like sending this information back to past me that this is the right move to make? I think that's what you're saying. And I hope that no one's listening right now going, that's not what she means. No. I think that's what you're saying. And I think that's really fascinating because it makes me question a few more things. Like, it makes me question fate a little bit more. Like, if the intuitive hits I get now at 30 are just me receiving information from me at 60, is everything fated, I guess? Like, is it just someone guiding me on the right path, which could be your final self or your higher self? And then you said, maybe my intuition isn't getting stronger. Maybe I'm just getting closer to the final version of myself or my higher self. And it makes me question a lot. So I guess my next question is, what if you make a really, really bad choice? You survive it, and then future you, I don't know, can future you send information like, don't make that choice? But like, it already happens. So can you change the future? And then we like dived into the movie, how does the future work trope. But it's curious. It definitely makes me question fate more. If the choices we're making is because future us is telling us to make those choices, were those choices always the ones we were fated to make? So it's curious. Curious, curious, curious. But I love thoughtful things. So that's a good one. Thanks so much, Lilith. And I did tag this post with the featured on air. So if you want to weigh in or just say, oh my gosh, I can't believe Tanya like didn't even understand what you were saying. Like, if you want to add something to that, I did tag it. So you can go over there and maybe talk with Lilith about her theory. All right. So we're doing a prompt today from Evolution of a Witch, 150 journal prompts for witches. And we're like halfway through this. We are doing a good job. We're chugging along. So the goal for today's prompt is Complete the sentence. There is no wrong direction here. I am. So that's it. I am. I am what? So for those who don't know, zodiac signs, if you want to go this direction, all have an I am statement. Let me actually pull them up. I'll read them for you very quickly. That's not the point of this prompt. But I feel like mine just really, or I statements. Okay. So we'll start from the bottom. We start from the bottom. Okay. Pisces is I believe. Aquarius is I know. Capricorn is I use. Sagittarius is I see. Scorpio is I desire. Libra is I balance. Virgo is I analyze. Leo is I will. Cancer is I feel. Gemini is I think. Taurus is I have. And Aries is I am. So it's funny, I've always very much resonated with my sign's I statement, which is I am. And it's because Aries tend to just be very self-aware and really like individuality. And I think I still feel like that's the same for me. I've never had a question of who I am. No, not in any real way. I've never really questioned. I have never questioned my desires, I guess. If I want something, I do it. And it doesn't occur to me to second guess that. So for the prompt, I am. So if we have to expand from I am, I would say, for me, it would be, I am sure. That would be mine. I am sure. I am sure that who I am in this moment is who I am in this moment. Do I have everything figured out? No. Am I super confident about what I want next week or tomorrow or 5 years from now or 10 years from now? No. But I am sure that who I am at this moment is who I'm supposed to be at this moment. All the questions, all the concerns, all the question marks, all the faults, all the naivetes, all the victories, all the falls, all of it. I am sure. I am sure that this is me right now, and it's who I'm supposed to be right now. And I'm content. I've always been content with who I am in the moment because I know this is as far as I could have gotten in this moment. So, yeah, that's mine. You don't have to go into this direction. You could go, I am loved, I am confident, I am wise and smart, I am going to get that job. You know what I mean? So you do not have to feel like you have to go in any particular direction with this, but I like mine. Mine feels like it's very true to my soul and who I am. So yeah, this was a fun one. I may post this one in the group because I want to see what other people say. All right, so we are wrapping up this episode. I do want to give a shout out to listener Christina Gerritsen. Christina, you starry-eyed, splendid dragon. I also want to give a shout out to Steph Yarrington. Steph, you sweet, glittery, tropical fish. And then finally, Casey O. Casey, you noble Loch Ness monster. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. It really just helps me, like, one, pay for the things that come with the Patreon, with the podcast, which you wouldn't think there's costs, but like there are costs, right? Like I pay the hosting fee. I pay for the website. I pay for our producer who just helps me not be horrible at this. So there are definitely costs, and I thank you all so much for helping me cover those. And I do try to make it fun. I do try to offset those costs with like fun things like chats or readings or fun surprise notes in the mail. Like I really do try to make that a valuable contribution. I try my super duper hardest, but I appreciate every single one of you. And oh, we do have a Patreon goal. We do have a goal. I think we're like almost there. We're like 5/6 of the way there. But the goal is, if a few more people join our Patreon, we'll be able to do a live streamed tour of the Garden District here in New Orleans, which is where I live. So, yay. We do have a card pull today. Our card today, it's one of our new ones from Brandon. It is ritual. Ritual is about magic, ritual, and not holding back. Timing, your choice. Yes or no, your choice. So this is a big, like, mystery power card. It was contributed by our listener, Brandon, who's one of my favorite people. And it is all about, now is the time to pull out all the stops if this is what you want. No more small spells or little magics. Oh no, now is the time to roll up your sleeves, pull out your tools, and call in reinforcements and get to work. You are a witch after all, aren't you? No more playing around, break out the artillery, and get down to business. All readings, magic is in order, but you need to add as much power to it as possible. Great card. Thank you, Brandon. And then always thank you to Chiffon for her amazing artwork. Oh, it's gorge. All right. Do we have any notes from our lovely producer? Let's see. No. No notes. Okay. Meh. That's all we've got today. So, yeah, we will talk tomorrow. And yes, that's it. We will talk tomorrow, so have a happy Thursday. Bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.